Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's the Connor Happer Show with Connor Happer and Josh Ottson. Let's get ready to rumble.
Licensing of the phrase "let's get ready to rumble" just over the last 7+ years internationally is grossed approximately close to $400 million in retail sales.
Really?
You guys look like, what do they look like, Jimmy?
Dorks. They look like a couple of dorks.
On 1620, The Zone.
Hello! Good morning! Welcome in. Is this thing on? Yes. The Connor Happer Show here on 1620 The Zone and 1620thezone.com. Connor Happer and Josh Ottson with you. We have Jacob Padilla on Twitter right now who's trying to spread lies about what went down in between the two shows that led to there being no crossover today. You believe whatever you're going to believe. I can't change your mind either way. But just know it was very cordial. It was very cordial in between. And know the whole story. You see one side, you see Jacob's side of saying, "Hey, you just kicked us out. It was really mean and rude." Here's another alternate side. We have a short show today, and we need to get on with it.
These are the facts.
I got stuff to say.
Yeah.
And we can't have other people in the crossover just getting in my way. Clear the runway. I have some things to say, and I only have 3 hours to say it.
Jacob, it's called an ISO play. Maybe you're familiar with it. It's a basketball term.
Yeah, let's put this
term.
In basketball terms. All right. Here we are. Yes, we do have a short show today. Why? Because the Jays are in Maui. John Bishop is wearing a lei or something like that. I'm not sure what's going on down there, but I did see Ryan Kalkbrenner in a very, very small bucket hat.
You would know.
Of which I have tweeted out at Connor Happert on the We Are Doing a Radio Show picture today. It's a good picture. Just thumbs up, wearing a really tiny bucket hat. And the Jays they're in Maui, and they'll play Texas Tech today at 1:30. So we're off the air at 1 o'clock, and we have a lot of things to get to before we do that, including a preview of the Jays with Joel Lorenzi for the Omaha World Herald. I know he's just on the morning show, but we're taking him too. We gotta talk some hoops. Mike Schaefer will join at 11:30. Schaefer dropped another coaching update last night on 24/7 Sports. So we'll talk to him about that. Mike Sauter at 12:30 live from Memorial Stadium, where there will be probably be in the final stages of the Class D2 final this morning at Memorial Stadium. D2, D1, and Class A tonight at 7:15 between Westside and Gretna. The granddaddy of them all and a rematch in last year's epic state final that didn't happen.
This time, it counts.
This time, it happened. This time, it will happen. Yeah, probably. I think we want to have it all sorted away before we actually play the game this time. But, yes, you never know. And I guess Josh will be on the show. Josh Peterson will be on the show today because he could not get away from the fact that he has a short show today.
His show's shorter than our show.
He stole some of this show. No, Josh O. Why is Josh P. coming on the show today?
I've been told he has what is being billed as a major announcement.
Okay.
What is the announcement regarding? I have no earthly idea.
Interesting. I don't either.
Well, this was if you'd be here on your show, you would know.
So what am I supposed to ask him?
You're supposed to ask him what the announcement is.
Okay, and he's going to announce it?
And then he'll take the floor. I'll help. By then, I'll know what the announcement is.
Okay, so that'll happen today.
A lot of back channeling going on this side of the board, Connor.
So we are jacked up, full at, and Josh will join the show at noon today. The lineup is powered by the referees at John Higgins Weather Guard, Schaefer, Lorenzi, Sauter, Peterson, all joining the show today. And we'll talk Creighton basketball as they head to Maui. We'll talk Creighton soccer as they advance to the Sweet 16. And they take down the number one seed last night.
Number two seed, number one team.
Number one team, number two seed last night.
That's weird.
Yeah. We'll have a full preview on USA Wales.
Oh, yeah. We're the soccer show.
I prefer dolphins, personally.
To Wales.
Now, look, Nick's broke into the studio.
Your Nick vibes are strong today.
We have state championships. We'll talk about that. We'll get to this shortly, but where things stand in the coaching search as it heads into its final week, will 7 days from now Nebraska have a football coach? And if they don't have a football coach 7 days from this very moment, will we be losing our minds? Yes, is the answer to that question.
Yeah, we will.
Yeah, I think our minds will have been previously lost if a coach isn't announced by the middle of the day on Sunday. We'll monitor other coaching situations that are happening across the country, including extensions, lack thereof, coaches losing over the weekend and therefore canceling themselves on the Nebraska football coaching train. And then, of course, in the Big Ten West.
Oh, my goodness.
They can't keep getting away with this!
Nobody scored 20 points.
They can't keep getting away with it! Iowa is going to win the Big Ten West again.
They are. They really are. Sicko balls going to Indy.
This is the worst. This is the worst.
Look, somebody was going to get throttled by whoever wins the East.
You're saying it's actually a bad thing to win the Big Ten West. I like this take, Josh. Would you like to expand?
You tell me where I was going.
Oh. All right, well, I can expand.
Yeah, somebody was going to get throttled.
Here's why you don't want to win the Big Ten West. Here's why you don't want to be Iowa.
Okay.
And you don't want to beat Nebraska on Black Friday. Because if you beat Nebraska on Black Friday and you win the Big Ten West, then you will become the sacrificial lamb to get absolutely wrecked by Michigan or Ohio State.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe get a couple guys injured in the game. And thus halt all of your offseason momentum that you thought you were going to have after winning a rivalry game to finish out the season and winning the Big Ten West. Skrrt! All momentum is halted. That's why you don't want to win the Big Ten West.
You don't want to lose 45-3 in the oil drum?
At least.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're going to have trouble scoring a touchdown.
Yeah. The team across from you is a win away from the college football playoff at that point.
You don't need to do it. It's unnecessary. You've already had a good season.
Mm-hmm.
What if Iowa beats Nebraska on Friday and they just say, pass.
We decline the invitation.
We'll just take our 8 wins and we'll go to whatever bowl game you want to send us to. But just let the other team, let the other team have the free win.
We'll see you at the Alamo Bowl. Thank you.
Yep. Or somewhere in Orlando or Florida and around New Year's.
I'd like to play in the Verbo Citrus Bowl, please. Mm-hmm. I believe it's the Cheez-It Citrus Bowl now.
Yes.
Which makes no sense.
Everything's Cheez-Its now.
Yeah. Cheez-It has 2 bowl tie-ins.
So a short week for Nebraska football as they take on Iowa. And they're, at last check, around a 9-point underdog.
That's fun.
You know, last year, Nebraska was favorited. They were a favorite in the game against Iowa.
I don't remember that.
And then that whole, there was this whole idea of we're going to place an irresponsibly large bet. Remember for Milt?
Mm, yeah, we did. That happened.
And Nebraska was like a 3.5-point favorite. I was like, that's a bad idea. Don't bet on Nebraska as a favorite. That's a horrible plan against Iowa. So if you caught the look-ahead line, it would have been a better idea for you. Nebraska plus 10.5 at the moment against Iowa on Black Friday. 10.5. They're going to cover again, but they'll lose. We've seen this before. It's nope. it's gonna just be a replay of the Wisconsin game.
Yeah.
How much do we really need to talk about that game, by the way? There was a football game.
I mean, these are the things we need to talk about regarding that game.
Okay. Robert Griffin III.
A, it happened again. B, RG3 on a broadcast.
Are you in?
I'm very in.
Okay.
You've listened to the show, right?
I'm in.
I don't stick to the point.
I'm in too. I think it is a self-aware broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
It does not take itself too seriously. It can get a little off the rails at times, but not in a horrible way.
That game wasn't giving them a lot of rail to stay on.
It never seems to. What's good and when it crosses the line, it never seems to get in the way of what they're actually, mm-hmm. you know, like the actual game. It's well timed. Like when they're messing around, or when Mark Jones is just dropping in like random like sayings that kids are saying nowadays.
Yes.
Like that's lit.
He really yeeted him on that one.
Yeah, right. It's like, all right, okay. I get it. But he does it in a way where it's like sort of it's nerdy, so mm-hmm. like it's a self-aware way of saying it. It'd be like me saying it.
Well, you screwed up the geography, B. Robert, so I had to save you there.
Yeah. Yeah, he didn't. Robert Griffin III apparently Googled the six states that were bordering Nebraska on the broadcast. Okay. Anything else worth talking about from that stupid game?
The burrito.
The burrito?
The burrito.
It's a big burrito.
Mm-hmm. That's it, though.
It was a large burrito.
Yeah.
Followed immediately by a poop joke. And that was pretty much the story. I don't know. Let's just flesh this out right away.
Okay.
And then we'll get to coaching search and we'll move on with the week. It's pretty much the same story, right? Nebraska's just not good enough. There's a lot of big picture things to take away in the sense of like from a player perspective, from like a personnel perspective. There are some keepers there. Ernest Hausman flashed again.
Yeah.
And you know, that's a guy worth talking to and keeping on the defensive side of the ball.
At what point in the game yesterday did you realize, oh, they're going to lose this game?
You know, it was tough because I didn't watch this game live.
Okay.
You
knew.
I had to go back and watch it later.
My condolences.
Yeah.
I've had to do that all season.
It's not fun.
It's not.
It's just happening to you. And I guess that's the same feeling of watching Nebraska live. Like, well, this is just happening, right? We know which way this is going. But I actually legitimately knew the final score of the game. Like, that was unavoidable.
Okay.
I knew Nebraska lost 15-14. And I'm like, well, it seems unlikely, but I guess it's going to happen. That's pretty much the way I felt in a lot of different times during the Scott Frost era and throughout this season as well. For example, we could use last year's Iowa game. Nebraska was up 21-9, or 21-6, actually, I think, at one point. You're like, you know what? Like, if I was watching that game later and I knew the final score, I'm thinking, it's getting kind of late. Are we sure Iowa is going to rip off you like three touchdowns here and like come back in the span of 10 minutes? This has to be some sort of mistake, right? Yeah. No. Wasn't a mistake. Same thing on Saturday. And predictably, the offense has a chance to salt this thing away. They get the ball back with, what, about 4 minutes left? Nebraska gets the ball back with 4:58 to go. And it's on their own 11 and a chance to salt the game away. And they did, I believe it was two run plays and then a shot down the field.
Yeah.
Classic. Three and out. Three plays, three and out. They gave the ball back to Wisconsin with 3 minutes and 11 seconds to go at the 50. And they just sort of slowly, methodically, because they had time and they had enough room, you know. It's like Wisconsin was doing that much on the ground.
Right.
By the way, I thought Braylon out, is he okay?
they kept trotting him out there, and he was clearly not okay.
So they were talking about the shoulder thing the majority of the game, and I know it gave him problems once, and he came out, and then there was a leg thing at the tail end of the game, and you know, I don't think we saw him again after that. But even before all that, he's slow. Like he was slow.
Yeah.
And maybe it's just because he's so big, he just kind of moved. That's the way he moves. But I just thought he was horribly slow. I thought their other two backs were moving a whole hell of a lot better than he was.
You can be slow when the holes are that big and you know you're going to get 6 yards every run.
Yeah, but he wasn't 18 carries, 92 yards. It's hard for me to say he wasn't like terribly effective. He was good, and he was sort of, you know, just chopping away at it. He had the one big, it was probably about 25, 30 yard chunk play where he just kind of pressed and then went back out and beat everybody the perimeter. You know, he had a good day, I suppose. But I just thought Malusi and Garendo will look a little bit better. But anyway, that's just personal running back takes for me. Meanwhile, Nebraska on the ground. 29 carries, 65 yards. 33 of them were on Casey Thompson's scrambles.
Oh.
Yeah, so Casey...
Did not know that.
I mean, I don't think Casey had any design runs that I can remember. So Casey Thompson had 11 carries for 33 yards. So Nebraska, in essence, ran the ball with their running backs. Math this up here. 18 times for 32 yards. Is that good? No, I'm going to say no. It's not good. Either way, 2.2 yards per carry on the day total. Not very good. It's just so, I mean... It's so annoying because you watch this team and yet the offensive line needs as much help as they could possibly get. And how do you help an offensive line? And how do you help, you know, a run game that hasn't been able to figure anything out all year? You got to get a little creative. How people have mentioned this periodically throughout the season. Yeah, when Frost was talking about creativity, we didn't like it because he was meddling. And he was meddling, and it still wasn't necessarily a good thing to do, but it doesn't mean he wasn't right. He was right. I mean, they need to be more creative. They're so simple. They have about three running plays. They have to be blocked perfectly every single time. And then you got Grant, who's kind of a, you know, he's crazy legs back there and he's bouncing around everywhere. So he realizes how little room he's going to have and the walls are sort of closing in on him, and he will try and make something happen that's not there. Nebraska's running game is completely and totally broken. I mean, their offense is completely and totally broken, but it is devolved into nothing. I mean, nothing. There was one, I think it was the second to last drive for Nebraska before they had the terrible three and out to not salt the game away. He hit Travis Vokolek on a check down. I'm like, how are you not hitting Travis Vokolek all day long? How is Travis Vokolek not a bigger part of this offense? Two catches for 20 yards on Saturday. That was the 12-yard one I was talking about.
He's 100 feet tall. Throw him the football.
He's a massive humanity, yeah. And, you know, Casey doesn't have time, and the whole thing is just so broken. And that's what leads us to, let's get this thing over with.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a quick phone call here on the Les Hills Harley-Davidson hotline. By the way, you can get in touch with the show as well, 402-951-1620. Gary in New Jersey. Hi, Gary.
How you doing, guys? Pleasure
good.
To meet you. I'm usually calling Michael on Sunday morning, yelling and screaming about Ramir Johnson. But you guys stole my thunder. What would we expect with the last drive than two running plays to the lateral man, Anthony Grant, obviously, and a slow developing drop back pass? Like, it hasn't worked all day. The timeouts at that point are meaningless. Correct me if I'm wrong. Why? I mean, like, I don't understand why just try something different. A wheel route, a screenplay. At that point, do the timeouts or the clock mean anything when you're going to give them the ball back? Am I wrong?
No. Well, you're right.
I mean, it's just a total disaster. I do not even know what to say with this guy anymore. I'm so enraged with him. They won't try anything new. They won't play Ramir. Even Gabe Irvin is back. and Grant gets 17 carries for 28 yards. I'm obviously very frustrated at this point.
Yeah, Gary, I mean, all I could say to that is there's one game left, and one game of Mark Whipple left, and that's the positive part.
Can I ask you one last question about the coaching search?
Yeah.
It's an opinion.
Yeah, fire away.
If Matt Rhule was the guy, don't you think they would have announced it already so he could be recruiting? So I'm thinking it's got to be somebody who's got a job, right?
I think that seems to be the overwhelming thought, yes.
Yeah, I just my judgment is so clouded from being enraged that I just had to get somebody who's thinking straight to let me know I was right. Guys, pleasure. Hopefully next year I'll call you in a better mood.
Thanks, Gary. Appreciate it. Now, you picked the wrong guy if you want to find a guy who's thinking straight. Yeah, I think that's a general consensus, though, right? If it was Matt Rhule, it seems to have cooled a little bit on Matt Rhule at this point, because I think what Gary said is likely true. If they had some sort of agreement with him, why not do it now or do it in the absolute immediate after Nebraska plays Iowa on Friday? And that certainly still could happen. But there's a window there where, you know, Nebraska's going to play that game, and then maybe you'll start to sort of, you know, maybe a tweet will pop up on Friday night, and all of a sudden Saturday, you know, it happens. And if it happens that quickly, maybe it still could be Matt Rhule. But if it goes any further beyond that, and let's say your next coach at Nebraska is coaching on Saturday still, then, you know, you wouldn't expect anything until Sunday or Monday. Or at the very least, you know, earliest Saturday night. And I do think that's the way we're headed. I think we'll get into this and sort of where I'm at on this as we head into its final week coming back here. But I think... Without really knowing anything, because that's what we're doing right now, I do think Nebraska's next coach is still coaching somewhere right now. I guess I would put Rhule, you know, second, third, fourth, fifth in the line at the moment, somewhere in that range. But we'll talk about that when we come back here. If there's anything else on the stupid Wisconsin game, you guys can let us know. But it was stupid.
It was. It was so stupid.
It was so dumb. Like, it was the same thing as it ever was.
The first 3.5 quarters, like, it was dumb, but I was enjoying myself. I was like, this is kind of a sicko game.
I'm taking notes and I'm watching, and I know the final score, and I'm like yelling to my notebook. I'm writing things in all caps. Nebraska gets a stop on Wisconsin, you know, on the Wisconsin drive of the fourth quarter. And I typed into my computer. Let me just pull it out here. Okay, so Wisconsin's got a 3rd and 13. Someone got a hand on Mertz in the backfield. Great catch on the sideline. After review, ruled incomplete. 4th down. 5 minutes left. Just salt this game away. That's what my notebook says.
That's me every week when there's an Iowa Western football game, my friend.
And then the very next thing I wrote was, Oliver Martin, let that punt go. It's coming in low.
Let it go.
Let the punt go. It's coming in extremely low at the 10-yard line. It's going to roll into the end zone. And even if it doesn't, it's okay because you still get the opportunity to milk clock off.
Haven't returned one all year, but this is going to be the one. This is my shot.
So the plays, I was just on them. The plays that Nebraska gets the ball back with 4:58 to go. On their own 11, because that's where Oliver Martin decided to fair catch it. Nebraska went handoff to Anthony Grant for 3, handoff to Anthony Grant for 6, or I'm sorry, for -3 on the first play. -3 on the first play, Grant to 6, and then so we're talking about 3rd and 7, and then they run this, as Gary said, this sort of long developing, like, you got to make a couple reads and Casey ended up just throwing it into traffic, and Palmer was near, and I think Washington might have been over there as well. There was a whole bunch of Wisconsin defenders over on the left sideline, and it fell incomplete, and that took all of about 1 minute and 45 seconds off the clock. Wisconsin got it on the 50-yard line with 3 minutes and 11 seconds to go. And then they went like this. 5-yard run, 8-yard run, 3-yard run. And then the play that Mertz made, which was his biggest of the day, the 27-yard rollout, the wheel route to Garendo. And then they're down to the 7, timeout, 5 yards, down to the 1, and then they ended up punching it in on the sneak. And, yeah, they executed it perfectly down the stretch. That's it. That's all I got in the stupid game, I think. I guess my lingering question coming out of it, and maybe something that will fall into the background this week, is what will Casey Thompson do? I think one thing that is going to, it's going to pop up immediately after Nebraska hires a coach is the next thing you think about is your staff and who your quarterback is going to be next year. And how do you handle Casey Thompson, who has shown some sort of, shown an openness, I think, to coming back. Obviously, this year didn't turn out the way he wanted it to. He was beat up. He was behind a bad run game and a bad offensive line. Do you give it one more shot? Are you done here? Do you want to go somewhere else? Do you want to give it a shot at the pros? But Casey Thompson is clearly a guy, and I think, stopgap is actually – I guess respectfully to Casey Thompson, stopgap is actually a pretty good way to describe Casey Thompson as a quarterback. Like, you can win with Casey Thompson. Other stuff's got to be good, but you can win football games with Casey Thompson. So do you want to have, in the first year of a new head coach, do you want to have, an experienced, super senior starting quarterback who's sort of been through the rigors? And I mean, there's just things that he does based on experience alone. I think he's a better player than both Chuba Birdie and Logan Smothers, obviously, like more talented. But there's stuff that he does just off of experience that, that helps him in situations like this. He can really, he's an experienced guy. That there's no replacement for that. Do you want to start next year with a young guy, with a freshman quarterback, with a transfer from somewhere else, who's playing for the first time at the Power 5 level or whatever it is? Or do you want to bring back Casey Thompson and make it fit? Because he can fit in a lot of different places. So that's one thing that we'll end up talking about a little bit this week as well. But Nebraska lost 15-14.
And honored a redshirt freshman on senior.
That was funny, too. I didn't see that. I didn't see the full list. I think Dave Fite tweeted it out last night. And I was like, a redshirt freshman, huh? it was a walk-on.
I'm going to walk, guys.
It's like, yeah, senior day. I'm done. Cody tweets in. He says, hard to keep throwing to him when he keeps dropping the ball. I think are we talking about Palmer? Or Vokolek? I mean, Palmer's got more drops than Vokolek. I can't recall that many Vokolek drops, but and then there was the injury to Buford, which I didn't even show. I didn't see the replay, and I didn't see.
But they said the word gruesome about 6 times.
Yeah, I didn't seek it out on. Seek it out on Twitter if anybody had it.
Chance did, and I'm glad I didn't.
Oh, Chance did he do a little retweeting?
He did a. Oh, they said it was gruesome, so I rewound and watched the play, and yep, sure enough, it was gruesome.
Damn.
I'm like, oh, okay.
Ugh. Yeah, no, I trusted them. I took their word for it on that one. Didn't go back. So he's going to be done for the year, and likely most of next year, depending on what the injury is. So that's a tough one for Nebraska as well. But a lot of roster stuff will be the conversation beginning next week or in 2 weeks after Nebraska has their new coach settled in. All right. Like I said, you could get in touch with the show, 402-951-1620. You can call or text that number, tweet at Happer Show at Connor Happer on the JTech Instructions on Twitter feed. Email Connor at 1620thezone.com on the Equitable Bank inbox. Busy show. We'll talk Creighton at 11 with Joel Lorenzi. Mike Schaefer talk Huskers at 11:30. Josh Peterson will have an announcement for us at noon. And Mike Sauter will join the show from Memorial Stadium at 12:30. The lineup powered by the Roof Freeze. John Higgins, Weather Guard, will start things off or continue things next on 1620 The Zone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.